already.
We've probably asked you a couple thousand times about Peyton Manning, but let's do it one more time. What's the thing that you most respect about him and his game, if there's one thing?
There's a lot of things. So I think what he's, you know, I think just his, you know, the consistency, the durability, his ability to, you know, always seem to come through. So he's just been an incredible player, incredible leader for his team. They've won so many games. Every team he's been a part of, they've won. So you could just, you can see that he leads a great team.
Is there one thing that you emulate that he's done? Is there one thing that when, you know, he came into the league ahead of you and said, you know what, that's something I should try and do?
Well, he was just he's a great passer. I mean, he's so accurate. Throws the ball on time. You know, he knows where everybody on the field is, offensively, defensively. He knows how to, you know, look defenders off, put the ball in the right location so his guys can catch and run with it. So I think he's just a great pocket passer. And he's incredibly accurate, throws on time. So he's been a remarkable player.
Tom, I know every time you play against Peyton Manning team, you always say it's about the two teams, not the two quarterbacks. But do you understand the historical value of kind of, you know, the 17th meeting of this game, kind of like Bird and Magic? Would you compare it to any of the great historical rivalries?
I wouldn't compare it to any of those rivalries, but, you know, I think playing someone 17 times is pretty cool. So especially someone as great as him, to play against, you know, those Peyton Manning-led teams, you know you got to play 60 minutes, and you're going to be in for a tough game, and, you know, they're going to take advantage of opportunities that they get. So we're going to have to do a good job taking care of the football because, you know, you don't want to give it to these guys on a short field. So it's going to be a big challenge for us. They present a lot of challenges on defense. They got, you know, best defense in the league. They got the best rush, best coverage, you know, one of the best teams against the run. So they do a lot of things well, and certainly it's a huge challenge to go out there and beat them.
Tom, you might tell us that it's not you versus Peyton, but do you think that the quarterback that plays better leads his team to victory on Sunday?
Well, it's going to be a team effort, there's no doubt. I mean, I'd love to play as best I possibly can and try to you know, have my best game of the season. So that's where my focus is going to be. Hopefully our defense plays as well as possible. But it's going to take all three phases. And we had a 14-point lead against them last time we played them in the fourth quarter and lost the game. So they've been in a lot of close games. A lot of them come down to – they've had three overtime games they've won. They've had some games come down just to the end, onside kicks and so forth. So they've got a great team. And, you know, they challenge you in all three phases. So it's not, you know, offensively we just can't play well and expect to win. We're going to need, you know, the entire team to play well.
Tom, you just mentioned a whole bunch of games that you've had against the Denver Broncos, and they've just been recently. Do you guys feel like you almost have to go into, like, deeper into your bag of tricks because you guys have seen them so often just recently?
Well, they're a great, you know, they're a great team, and they've got a lot of good players. I think that's the hard part about playing them is, you know, there's not a lot of things you look at on film and you go, wow, I really want to, you know, run that again. And even our first game, I mean, we missed some opportunities that maybe we could have taken advantage of. But in the end, we just didn't play well enough. And I think that's how that defense has played all season. When you watch the opposing offenses, yeah, you may make a couple plays, but you don't make enough to score enough points to ever get away from these guys. So, and they haven't been in a game where it's, you know, been out of control because their defense is so good. They got some great guys on offense, very good special teams, units. So that's why it's, like I said, it's going to be a 60-minute game, maybe more.
Tom, I'm curious, you know, you mentioned playing them week 12. How much do you think you can take away from that game with so many key guys for you back in the lineup, Julian, namely?
Yeah. Well, that's great for us, you know, to have some of those guys back that weren't playing that particular week. You know, they were missing some guys too, which I wish they were out this week, unfortunately, or not. But, you know, it's there's only two teams left standing, so I think we feel like we're one of the best teams. They feel like they're the best team. You know, that's why it makes for a great game. So, you know, we're going to be as healthy as we can be. It was good to have our guys on the field last week. That was a big part of us, I think, getting better and making some improvements. And we're going to need to do it again this week.
Tom,
Bill was just on here and mentioned how basically division games, seen Denver so many times. Just wondering, from your standpoint, is it frustrating for you that you haven't had the success against Denver that you've had against these real division rivals?
It's always frustrating for me when we lose. So, yeah, I know we've had a lot of pretty lonely feelings when you're driving out of that stadium. And we've had some pretty tough losses there over the years. Because they've had really good teams, and I think that's what it comes down to. They've always been a great organization. They've always had good coaches and good players. It's just a great organization. So it's not surprising. They were in a Super Bowl 2 years ago last year. They were one of the top seeds. This year they've had a great season. So it's always a challenge going out to play anybody on the road, especially a team that's as talented as they are. They've just got a lot of great players, really good coaches that put those guys in a position to kind of play their best. So it's not easy to go in there and win, but we're going to give it everything we got. So it should be a lot of fun.
Tom, just wondering, we know about your preparation for games. How are you balancing it now that you have young children, a family, as opposed to earlier in your career when you didn't have that?
Yeah, it's a lot different. So when her daughter doesn't get any sleep at night and you're up, it's just as part of being us parents and, dealing with things at home and stuff. So, yeah, there's a lot less time to recover if you miss nights of sleep. Or I think things are pretty efficient for me this time of year. I've been at it. My kids are getting a little older now, too. So at least I've had a few years to kind of get into a routine. And I think that's probably a challenging thing for a lot of players in their career, having to, family's a big part of everyone's life. And then to add it to a really busy football schedule, it's a lot of give and take. So takes a lot of support to help.
Rob Gronkowski is a tough guy to tackle. You see defenders try to get him up high. Sometimes they'll bounce off him. So a lot of times you see him, go low, try to take out the legs. As his quarterback, how much concern do you have when you sort of see that's the way defenses feel, that's the best way to tackle him?
Yeah, and that's just something he's, got to deal with. So it's they're going to try to get him down however they can. Some guys have different techniques and styles to doing it. However they're going to tackle him, that's they're going to tackle him. And Rob's got to be aware of that, just like the big running backs. I mean, it's when Steven Jackson or LeGarrette are running through the hole, and you're got to tackle them. It's a kind of a daunting task. So they're just going to try to get him down any way they can.
Okay, Tom, I've got to ask you, there's been some chirping from the other side, some name-calling. They've called you a crybaby. They've called you a whiner. I suspect you don't want to get into a shouting match back and forth, but you maybe address the question of whether you work the refs a bit more than some other quarterbacks in the league.
I'm not sure, so I'm not sure what the other quarterbacks do. So if the refs want to throw the flag, I'd love when they throw flags on the defenders. Absolutely. It advances our team, so that's just part of football.
How do those conversations go? We've seen you talking to the refs after you've been down.
I don't remember much of them, I take a lot of hits over the years, so.
Tom, Bill said that of the many things that make Denver's defense a great defense, they're a very good situational defense. As good as they are first and second downs in all situations, how do you characterize a good situational defense? What does it mean to you?
Well, it's good, short yardage situations, third down situations, third down in the red area situations, fourth down situations. They got a lot of good scheme. They got a lot of good players. They got a lot of smart players. T.J. Ward, Chris Harris, Aqib Tlaib. Stewart's a really smart player. Smart linebackers. They got, very experienced defense. So they know what it takes to get the job done. So I think that's the part that makes it tough is sometimes you get them into a second one like we did in this last game. It goes from second and one to third and three, and then now you're going four on third down. You miss it, you're off the field. So what's normally second and one, then, you may run the ball and get it to first down on the next play. These guys, they try to shoot gaps and knock you back and get you into third down. So they've done a lot of those things. That's why they're one of the best teams. That's why they're so good in keeping teams from scoring points, because all those different situations become very challenging. And it's hard to drive the ball, you know, 12, 13 plays down the field, because they have so many dynamic players, guys that can intercept the ball, strip the ball from the quarterback. They got rushers. They got linebackers who can cover. Big physical defensive front that makes it tough to run the ball. So that's why, you know, they're best in the league.
Last question. Tom, the New York media has been having some fun at your expense because of some of the things Dan was talking about, people saying different things. Care to comment on some of the things you've seen coming on some headlines and other pictures at the front of these papers?
No, I haven't seen any, so thank you.